Just for the next few minutes, I invite you to try to be present in this moment. Try to let go of how your day has gone so far. Try to let go of all the things that are to come. And just spend a few minutes being where you are. Notice where your feet are on the ground. Notice how your shoulders feel. And just see if you can spend the next 5 seconds just witnessing your physical body. How does it feel? As you read the piece about creativity and living the creative life anyway, in spite of real life, you may have found that things came up for you where you thought, oh, I can't do it. There's just no time. Or, yeah, that's easy for you to say. Or, sure, wouldn't that be great if only. But the fact is that the only lives we can lead are our own. And so I think it makes a lot of sense just to take a few minutes and see if you can come up with an intention that will help you move forward in the direction that you want to move. So for the next minute or two, I'm just going to lead you through a short visualization, a little experience that may help get you to a next step. So let's start with one more breath, just a normal breath. It doesn't have to be deep, it doesn't have to be slow, just a breath, and then another. And as you look at your own creative self, you look at your own creative endeavors, is there something that's been aching for attention? Is there something that's really been calling to you? Maybe it's a project, maybe it's something you've wanted to learn, or maybe it's even a piece of yourself that you so desperately want to reconnect with. As you look at that piece of yourself, that piece of your world, is there a specific thing that that project or piece of you wants? Does it want time to come to fruition? Does it just want acknowledgement? Sometimes we just need to say, yes, I hear you, and the piece of ourselves that's been aching for attention can relax. But sometimes we need to actually take action. So as you look at your own self, your own process, your own projects, is there something, some small thing, some doable thing that you can identify, that you can then imagine committing to do? Can you imagine going and getting cheapo kid paintbrushes when you're in the line at the grocery store? Can you imagine finding the course online and finding out when it meets? Can you imagine buying the notebook? Can you imagine getting to daycare 5 minutes early so you can spend those 5 minutes writing in your car? Can you imagine leaving yourself voicemails with the ideas that you don't want to lose? Can you imagine writing on the back of a receipt? Can you imagine driving with your camera in the car just so you can maybe capture some new images? If you're having a hard time imagining this for yourself, imagine for a second that a friend of yours, someone dear to you, is asking you for advice and saying, I just don't have time. I just don't have energy. I desperately, desperately want to be living a creative life, and I just don't have room. What would you say to that person? What advice would you offer? And then really listen to your answer. If what you would say to that person is, oh, honey, I hear you. But what you could do is write for 5 minutes sitting in the parking lot at daycare. But what you could do is paint on a really, really small canvas, or try watercolors, or something that doesn't have a lot of cleanup. Listen to the answer you would give your beloved friend and see if you can extend to yourself that same amount of understanding and opportunity and potential and compassion. This balancing act is so challenging. It's so challenging, this real life thing. But in little tiny steps, in little tiny moments, you can put together a fabulously creative life. This meditation was originally recorded by Kate Johnson, that's me, for SeekYourCourse.com.